Oh, cool.
Is that on?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Millennial women?
Yeah.
Yes. So. We had a lot of millennial girls in that show, yes.
Yeah. I'm Cody Schultz. I write for Hidden Remote. We're part of FanSite, which is Time Inc. Considering there. We cover all things TV.
Right.
We're back, new, kind of blend it all together.
Okay.
Right on.
Cool. Are we close enough to...
Yeah.
Do we need to...
Yeah,
we can get in here.
Get everybody. Thank you.
Can you hear us? Can you hear me?
Hi there.
Legends of...
Welcome. Hardcore. Thank you.
So, how did this idea of the movie come about?
Well, somebody thinks up an idea. I don't know how they came up
with
that. He was
going to make a joke out of that. I was like, really? Someone makes up an idea, and then they get on the phone, and they call somebody.
Way back in the shop.
That's never going to work. Oh, no, that's genius. So, I don't know. I think the powers of, you know, we never got to be a part of that part of it, but somewhere last year or early last year, they decided to do... Well, Nickelodeon Movies is doing movies, so they decided to... somebody came up with the idea to do Nickelodeon, and Mike Samosiscia, who's in charge of Nick Movies, I think, promoted it and said, let's do it, let's write a script. So they wrote a few scripts, and then they finally hit on one that I think they felt like touched on all the iconic moments of the game show.
We live in a world where the money powers that be love to take old, successful ideas that people still love and have warmth in their heart for, and to bring it back and to revive it, to dig it up, to put the electric nodes onto its neck and to awaken it. And happily, in this instance, it's not merely a rehash or a thoughtless, you know, digging up of this old idea, but it's actually a fresh new way to present something that people have really loved. And putting it into a linear movie fits beautifully with this, because the original game show itself was essentially a story that you go through. And so it fits really well, and happily the folks making it really care about it and have integrated lots of great callbacks to what the game itself was.
Well, I was a little nervous. They sent me the script, and I was like, God, if you're going to do a TV movie, I said, we're going to do a TV movie? And I really thought, oh, please, don't make this a bad version of it. You know, it's like, we have $25,000, and we're going to make a digital, you know, version of the movie.
Yes.
But then I read it, and I said, they're making a real motion picture.
Yep. As you'll see when you see the trailer,
see it looks like it
the trailer's
released,
awesome.
Looks like it should be released in the movie theater.
Yeah, it's terrific.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious about the sort of modern updating of all of the old technology that was in the game. And I found an interview where you were sort of talking about how the original King Olmec was just you standing in a puppet with a microphone just like opening your mouth. Is that the case? And if so,
yes.
are you doing that again, or did they...
No, it was actually even easier for me this time out. I was not standing in working the jaw of Olmec, because before I was literally standing inside Olmec's head and operating
a little
big
chair,
lever.
A little table, a little handle.
Yes, and a monitor, and I could see what was happening. I could listen to what the producers were saying, and I'd be, you know,
Legend of the Hidden Temple, your question is...
You know, I'd be moving my arm like this, and then, at the end, I'd be doing the prize copy from there as well. But I was literally inside there. For this, for the movie, they just brought me in post-production, and the movie was already kind of cut together. They had a temp track in there, and it was just kind of make it fit was all I had to do with... So it's a much, much simpler, much quicker gig than it was back in the old days.
Just to say, I thought about this yesterday. I don't know, maybe I was laying in
bed. Don't you tell!
I thought about it. Oh, it was such a nice little room where he was. And I so longed to be in that room sometimes because it was so hectic and so confusing out there.
I wasn't going to let you in.
No, you did let me in. Sometimes when I'd get in trouble, I would go and hide in the little room, and he would counsel me and give me little therapy sessions, little Olmec therapy sessions
in the voice,
inside the head of Olmec, and
it's
then
all right,
I'd get my confidence back, and then I would come. Yes, what would you say?
It's all right, Kirk.
I know.
Even though you forgot the lines the last
really,
time through.
But they're really, really down on me right now.
But they like you, Kirk. They're
they
not
do?
Going to replace you at all.
They do?
No!
Okay,
no.
Let's do it.
Let's
do
go
it.
Out there.
Okay, and that's what would happen then. That's all.
No, I'm curious, which did you prefer, being on set when the production was going on, or going back in and recording the voice afterwards?
It's really fun to make a game show, but it's also time consuming because we would crank out like four. Do we ever do five episodes a day?
I kind of thought it was five, but I think it was only four a day.
Yeah, but the first
episode we ever did took us 18 hours, one show.
Well, it became a machine.
Yeah.
But eventually, so
yeah.
We would crank those babies out. We were on the Universal lot where it was shot, and they bring it in Orlando. They bring the crowds in that would sit out there, and they'd need to be kept happy and
for about
active.
20 minutes, and then
yeah.
they would move out, and a new audience would come.
And then we've got a show that has all these moving parts with all these stunts and games. There's questions, and then you've got a setup for the run through, and it's like, this is not a simple show.
Well, this was the 90s, too, and when I walked in there and saw this set, I said, oh, my God, how are they going to make this thing work? I said, and, you know, they had trouble trying to get it up. I mean, it was like a Disneyland ride.
It's very theatrical.
We'd shut her down, and, you know, the door would close on somebody, or, you know, we'd have to reset them and all that kind of stuff, but it was so intense.
Yeah, but that's part of what was unique about it, and what I think people really love about it, is it didn't just look like a game show.
Right.
It looked like a jungle tomb or something that you're running through. I mean, it's like this whole world.
Right.
That's what's very unique about it.
So then 20 years later, we're in the movie, and technology's changed again, but we were able to sort of, like, it kind of looks different and new again as a, you know, in its technology now.
Yeah, but it feels like the old temple.
It does feel like
when you start running through it,
through it,
and the
yeah.
actual thing gets going, it's like, oh, this
yeah.
is, it's like, oh, there's
yeah.
there's depths of knowledge.
When we went to Canada, we saw the sets and they were unbelievable, and I said, because again, I kept saying, oh, please don't let this be cheesy. Don't let this be cheesy. This is to be one and done here, you know. And I got in there and they go, oh, you guys, you love the show. You love the show. That's how I thought.
But in answer to your, getting back to the answer to your question, if the question is, if you would like to go back and do this again as a young guy, yes, I would. That would be great fun. That was before we had families. We weren't, you know, grown-ups yet. And it was great fun to do it. Making the movie, that's fun, but it's very quick and very easy. It's a whole different project.
Well,
but
it wasn't that easy.
Well, you had to fly up to Vancouver. I just went to an air-conditioned studio
exactly,
for an hour
yeah.
and said a few Olmec lines.
Exactly.
So, but you always had the lion's share of the work on the game.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Any chance for a reboot of the show?
Wouldn't we all want that reboot? Yes. I think it would. You know what? The show is so unique that I think it would do well again. And I keep saying it seemed like it would do well with, like, parents who grew up watching the show with their kids. Like, you could do some sort of a combination thing of running kids and families through or something like that.
Yeah, it would, to do that would entail starting a whole new thing, which generally the entertainment industry doesn't like to do. They don't like that.
Yes, and.
What?
Yes, and.
Okay.
No, they do want to do it.
Yeah, well, yeah. But if they did, it would be, I think it would be very well met.
Yeah.
Especially after they see the movie, because they're gonna like the movie.
Yeah.
To piggyback on that, you've also said in interviews that the games were sort of designed to be inherently unwinnable to a point because they had a budget that they needed to
right.
keep in place.
I sort of regret saying that.
Oh, yeah?
A little bit, but, you know, but it's kind of true. I mean, it's true with any, I mean, you know, Jeopardy's not going to give out $1 million every show. So I think I talked to Scott Stone, and he's the original creator of the show, and they would talk about it being randomly picking the rooms to open, and there were certain ways that you could get through, but, you know, maybe some rooms were inherently harder to get through, so maybe they would choose to go that way, or...
It was never impossible.
But, right.
Yeah, but they did have a budget, so you couldn't give away the Bahamas every single...
Well, also, it doesn't make any sense to set up a game where everybody wins. It's
right.
not a game, then.
Right.
It's just... You're just going to win it. So there was challenge.
Right.
But that's part of the fun.
Yes.
That gives stakes to victory.
Right.
Do you think that if they did reboot the series, they would have to let the kids win a little bit more? Do you think watching kids fail show after show would still fly in 2016?
Oh, does the trauma that stick with you?
Yeah, I guess. Sorry.
Hey, this is another one. Legends lost.
But you did feel better if they got to the Legends, right? And then they couldn't get out. At least they get when they didn't get to the
yeah.
Legends.
Well,
that was
watching
really
people do the monkey and just getting it wrong time after time.
Yeah, that monkey.
Especially very
hard. Everyone hated the monkey.
That's
before.
In the that's in the movie too.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
It
yeah.
That's
very funny. It's really hard to get that monkey together.
Well, it is hard.
Really
you're
hard.
You're super tired. You're exhausted by the time you get over to the monkey.
You can't
room.
Tell if the feet are upside down or
yeah,
right side
it's the
up.
Middle one
that was the
really
key.
Tough.
Is you got to get the feet. Yeah. You have to get it everything right side up.
Do you remember the one when the guy, the kid, dropped it out of the front and dropped it onto the?
No.
Into the, yeah.
Oh, he, that's terrible.
Yeah, he was doing it and then he dropped the bass and it fell down. We had to stop the show.
Oh no.
Pulling the camera back and showing the whole. Studio would not have been good.
Sometimes they would have to do that if something during the temple run something
well,
went awry or
like
missed.
One kid, like, I remember the Dark Forest, somebody put their arms around one of the kids and he ran out. You know, like kind of thing. Ah, stop. Okay. We see cement. Okay.
Yeah.
Die. Okay. Reset him.
Yeah.
Put the arms around him.
They'd have to do it in a way that's fair and they'd have to start the clock right when we cut off so that it was still the same amount of time. Because you have to be fair, you know, it's a game,
yes.
It's a TV show, but it has to be fair.
So, yes. So they were playing kids that freak out with the temple gods?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you knew there was going to be a half-naked man with feathers coming out of his head, he's going to grab you at some point today,
and you
unless
were,
you
and
have
you were
this
really
thing, and then he's got you.
Okay.
I mean, yes.
Let's go back in your house. Let's try. We'll hide your phone, your keys. We'll put 3 minutes on the clock because you're late for an appointment, and we'll stick that half-naked feathered man in your house and have him pop out at any time. And we'll see how it goes.
Some people would be like, I'm waiting. Where are you? You know. You never know.
Now, are there any Easter eggs that are in the film that you can talk about that you're really excited for fans to see?
Well, you got the silver monkey, obviously.
Yeah, there's a silver monkey.
Again, you've got all the iconic animal characters.
There's a red jaguar, I believe, too, right?
Yes, the red silver snake. There's all the animals are represented.
There is a shrine of the silver monkey.
Yes, no, we just said that, yes.
There's, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, there is a monkey.
Oh, there is, yeah.
I said there's a monkey, but there's also the shrine of the silver monkey.
Yeah, well, there's a green monkey.
Is it a green monkey?
Yeah. You didn't see it in post.
I didn't. It wasn't. Yeah. The monkey wasn't colored when I saw it.
Yeah. He's really good.
But there's a lot of it. There's a lot. There's much recognizable as you work your way through the story in the movie. Definitely.
He might be the biggest name, that monkey, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, he's the monkey from Night of the Museum.
He's got a great agent, too.
He's got a great agent.
I wish I had that kind of representation.
Well, I'm working for that.
So kind of related to, you know, green monkeys, my editor is a little older than me and insists that Blue Barracudas and Silver Snakes were the best teams and everyone else just had to go home. Seems like this movie, there's a little more, at least from the trailer, more green monkey action and it's just from interacting with fans, does it seem like there are clear team favorites across generations or from different sort of types of people? Is it like Hogwarts?
There was another digital online presence that did a whole study of it.
Oh, really?
And they came out that the green monkeys were the number one winning team.
Hmm.
So
was it the green monkeys?
Yes, he had a whole breakdown.
Wow.
And second was the orange iguanas.
Really?
Yes, and third was the silver snake.
That's interesting.
Yes.
I feel like orange iguanas aren't cool, for my generation at least. I was just talking about this with my editor. She's like, orange iguanas, nobody cares.
Really?
Yeah, I guess.
The problem with iguanas is they just kind of stand there.
In the fraternity,
yeah, exactly.
And
that's
in,
not
the
what
college,
you want.
In the college scene, which team was represented the most at the parties?
I would say Blue Barracuda, probably,
okay.
From, in my experience.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because a barracuda moves. And it's got teeth, and it's, you know, it's kind of, you're afraid of it a little bit.
Got that,
iguanas,
like,
not so much. You're not afraid of an iguana.
Yeah.
Just standing there. No matter what color it is, it just stands there.
Yeah, but you don't want to touch it.
I had one.
You don't want to touch it in some weird
way.
I do.
Oh,
do you?
Yeah. Because he's not going anywhere. He might as well just do something. Touch it. Pull its tail. Something. Get it to move.
I was like working with the two stars of the movie.
Which stars? The kids!
Yeah, the kids.
Oh my god. The stars of the movie. I'm like, did I
You're the
I'm
only star in this movie.
No,
Kurt.
No, it's not true. Yeah. The kids were awesome. They were. I was
yeah,
so.
Yeah, they're bigger pros than we are.
Oh my god, they are.
At
they're
least
so
me,
much
I
better. They're so much better. But they are so good, and they remind me so much of the kids from the game show. That was the first thing I said when I walked out and I met them. I go, oh my god, these are like the game show kids right here. They're all like enthusiastic. They're smart. We can get through this. I felt like I said, we can get you through this. We can. Let's go. Let's put 3 minutes.
Yeah.
They're very nice. They're very good.
Can you guys do a sample run?
We're right here.
No, nope. I'm saying like if you will put to the test, can you do it?
Could I do it
yeah.
right now? You know it's really hard. No, it's really really it's. Do you ever haven't worked out in a while and you run through something really hard and then you feel like you're gonna die and you can taste like they call it saying tasting blood. You know, like that's what it felt like to go. And I was in shape.
Have you ever been middle aged?
I was in what? Have you been?
Have you ever been middle aged?
Almost there.
It's super hard. Okay,
I'd never make it. I'd you know.
He used to walk through and he used to go through it, but he used to walk through and ponder it.
The pit of despair. I just kind of want to.
Yeah, he would
lay down and
cry.
First, I'd make sure there's no temple guards there, and then just kind of take a little snooze. Yeah. That looked comfortable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I never went in the pit of despair after the girl threw up. In I knew there was a ball that didn't get washed at some point.
Oh, the pit of despair. The pit of losing your lunch.
Now, what was it like stepping back into these roles? Did you find it was easy to get right back into them, or did you kind of have to get back in the groove of, you know, doing the voice or doing, you know, the tour guide?
I liked it. I got right back into it. I felt like I had to do the prep for it because it was a movie and I had to, you know, learn there was a character doing certain, you know, it was a movie. So I had to figure out the character and what I wanted to bring to it. But in terms of enthusiasm of myself, no, it's always kind of been there. But, you know, I've always kind of been that guy.
Yeah, easy as pie. Just to jump back into that. I mean, fortunately we haven't fallen apart. And we're still able to walk, and you know we're able to do it. It could have been like, you know, Dee's all broken down. He's mm-hmm. he's, you know, he lost his leg in that accident, and he doesn't talk so much anymore. But we can try to get him to do the voice.
And luckily, you know, I didn't die tragically before this movie. So
yes.
Get the luck. I got a pit of despair. It's like yikes.
See, he brought us a bit of despair.
But
I always said though, that, you know, the show is like that. I joke with people. I said, you know, I said the thing about it is, it doesn't matter what I do for the rest of my life. When I do go, the first and the byline will be former host of Legends of the Hidden Kingdom.
That'll be on your tombstone.
Has died tragically today. I hope it's not tragically.
The Kirk Fox. Yeah. Hey there, how are you doing?
Hey, nice to see you.
Nice to see
That'll
you.
That'll be it. Nice to see you. That would be good, right? It would be. If you come to my tomb, and it'd be like, nice to see you, and you kind of feel good.
And it'd be like a little temple pendant, like hanging off the side of the tombstone.
No, you press the thing, and the clock would start, and then you have to get out.
Yeah, and where you're standing, it descends into the earth, and then underneath is an actual tomb that you have created.
It is.
Oh,
it's
wow.
A game show. It's a built-in game show.
That's how the second movie should start.
Awesome.
They never saw. They never found what happened to Kirk after the end of the movie.
Wait, how would the gate go down? It would be like,
and you hear this big, as you descend with your family. You just wanted to pay respects to Kirk Fogg, but now you're descending into the earth, and the whole adventure begins anew.
All right. Okay. Let's start over. This is where the interview begins again.
We found the beginning of the next movie already.
Oh my God! I love that.
That's pretty brilliant. I'm going to pitch that. I'm totally going to pitch that. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, it would.
It's like, what happened to Kirk at the end of the movie? Because you kind of don't know what's going to happen. And that would be...
No, perfect. You press the button and you hear my voice say, Omag, lower the gate.
what's happening?
And then you're down and there it starts again.
Oh, that's
wow.
Funny.
Yeah, just you doing the like, gave me so many flashbacks. I'm just really curious to know, like, what your process was for creating that voice, because now it's so iconic, but, like, obviously it has to come from somewhere.
Well, yeah, it just came from my chest register. I'm trying to make it as big and authoritative and kind of formal as I possibly could, seeing the character that they needed for the show. So I'd bring it down as big as I could and kind of enunciate and, you know, make it big, but also it can't be so formal that it doesn't move, because it's really key with a game show to keep things moving. So it really came from that, just the description of the character and then what that character needed to be in the game. That's where Olmec came from.
I just, what would be your best sales pitch for fans who of the original series and new fans who, you know, are getting, this will be the first introduction, for why they should tune into the film when it debuts?
I say, first of all, everyone will love this. It's really fun. It's a fun, clever, family adventure movie to see. You don't have to have seen the old show. But if you have seen the old show, you'll love it twice as much, because of all the references to what the old show was. There's lots, and Kirk's in it as this linchpin character, and it's just a great fun movie. So I think everyone's going to be happy. Those young fans and old fans and people who've never seen it. And it's over Thanksgiving. What are you going to do? I mean, you're trapped with your family. You can't get away.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to
watch. Saturday, you're all burned out.
You're going to watch Legends of the Hidden Temple movie. So it's a win-win. Everybody wins. This time.
All right, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was fun.
Yeah.